Okay. Great. First of all, good morning, everyone. Today is July 11th, 2022. It is 10:05. There's a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order, and I'm going to have Vice Chair hammer the gavel.
Did it. Thank you.
Thank you. If you can all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's a little delay if we wait for him.
All right, moving right along to item number three, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the agenda for July 11th, 2022. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments about today's agenda?
I do not.
All right, thank you. County Manager Osborne, are there any changes to today's agenda?
No, there are not. Thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Not seeing any public comments. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's meeting agenda as presented.
All right, I'll second that motion. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number four, this is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda. These comments should be limited to the agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment today? We'll give it just another second here. Not seeing any public comment. We are going to move on to item number five. This is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. We're going to go ahead and start off with the sheriff's office.
Just if you want, Mr. Chairman, the only people that are on Zoom are Keith, Kathy, Ken Field, and Lindy Renault, and there's nobody in the audience.
Okay. So as far as staff reports go, Kathy Canfield, do you have anything for us today?
No, I'm sorry. Nothing today.
No need.
Thank you, Kathy.
I need to apologize.
We're going to move on to the DA's office. Assistant DA Loomis, do you have anything for us today?
I have nothing today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. County Manager Osborne, what do you have for us today?
Nothing today. Thank you.
Somebody note that down. I think that's a record. Last but not least, our clerk treasurer, is there anything you have for us today?
Nothing to report. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. moving right along to item number six, these are board comments. No action, no public comment will be taken. Vice Chairman Mitchell, is there anything you'd like to talk about this morning?
You know, I just wrote out five or six pages. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have anything to comment about.
We got time. All right. Thank you. And I don't have any comments today other than it is about 108 degrees in Chico this morning. With that said, we're going to move over to item number seven, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the canvas of recount results from the June 14th, 2022 Republican primary election for the statewide office of governor, including making an abstract of the recount results and ordering the county clerk to certify the abstract, make a copy of the certified abstract, as well as transmit a mechanized report of the abstract to the Secretary of State in compliance with NAC 293.365. And who will be taking this? Is it you, Austin, or is it going to be Dory?
I think this is yours.
No, it's mine. But so the state
Statewide recount was requested by Joey Gilbert, a Republican candidate for governor. The recount was conducted on June 30th, 2022 and completed on July 1st, 2022. Our numbers all match to the primary election held on June 14th. I ask that you approve the canvas and abstract of votes for the Story County primary 2022 primary election recount held on June 30th.
All right, thank you for that, Dory. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments for Treasurer Dory?
I don't have any questions, thank you.
All right, nor do I. Just wanted to say thank you, Dory, to you and your office staff for getting this done in such a short amount of time. Much appreciated. With that said, is there any public comment today regarding item number 7? Not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the canvas and abstract of the vote of the 2022 primary election recount held on June 30th, 2022.
There's a motion. I'm going to second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number 8 is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of amendment to the list of appointees to serve on the state, county, and regional boards and committees by appointing Business Development Officer Laura Mather to replace County Manager Austin Osborne as the appointed seat county representative on the Northern Nevada Development Authority for the remainder of the 2022 calendar year. Austin, are you taking this?
Sure, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, for the record, County Manager. It's pretty self-explanatory what's being proposed here. As Laura Mather has assumed our Business Development Officer position, it only seems right that she would sit on the NNDA appointed seat board, and therefore I'm recommending this board take action on that.
All right, thank you for that, Austin. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
I do not, thank you.
All right, and nor do I. Is there any public comment regarding item number 8? Not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the recommended amendment to the list of appointees to serve on state, county, and regional boards and committees by appointing Business Development Officer Laura Mather to replace County Manager Austin Osborne as the appointed seat county representative on the Northern Nevada Development Authority, NNDA, for the remainder of the 2022 calendar year.
There's a motion. I'm going to second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Laura, for taking that spot off Austin's hands. Moving right along to item number 9, this is public comment. No action will be taken. This is the last opportunity for public comment. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment, we are going to move on to item number 10, which is adjournment of all active recess boards on the agenda. It is 10:13 on July 11th, 2022, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.